The Geneva Trap by Stella Rimmington. Read by Julia Barry. 1. It all began by accident. Early one evening, Dieter Steinmetz of the Swiss Federal Intelligence Service was at Geneva Airport, seeing off his daughter Anna, who was flying to Florence on a school exchange visit. Mireille, his wife, had seized the opportunity to go and see her mother in Basel and had left the day before. So now he had a week on his own, and as he emerged from the departures hall, he was wondering whether he should go back to the flat, put a pizza in the oven and watch the football on television, or eat something more interesting in his neighbourhood cafe and watch the football there. He was pondering the choice when he spotted a familiar face coming out of the arrivals hall. Steinmetz clocked him right away. He didn't remember the name, but he did remember the face and the figure. Steinmetz rarely went out with the surveillance teams nowadays. He had 20 years seniority in the job, and most of his work was done in the office. But they had been a man short recently, and he'd been happy to make up the numbers, glad to keep his hand in. The man he was looking at now had been the target of the surveillance, a member of the large Russian trade delegation in Geneva, and a suspected intelligence officer. The teams had watched the Russian for 2 days, and though nothing of particular interest had emerged on that occasion, there had been some suspicious sightings in the recent past. He had been seen twice with a pole they strongly suspected of drug running, so he was still very much on their target list, along with at least half a dozen other Russian so-called diplomats posted to Geneva. Steinmetz filed this sighting away in his mind, resolving to...